Good morning, everybody. Well, it's good to be here, and it's good to, we heard quite a bit already. Just the singing was really encouraging to me, and the songs, and that's one way we can praise God and we can be blessed. He is. Jesus loves to hear us sing. He wants us to praise him. And I think that's one way we can draw close to God, close to Jesus, is praising him. I appreciated what was mentioned in Brother Jerry mentioned about the rain, and that is so true. His word is true, and it will never change. It is so powerful. So, yeah, I'm thankful this morning. It's good to see all the faces. They're all new to me, but at the same time, we know God loves each and every one of us, and He's here. I believe that. Why don't we just have a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we just bow our heads before you, and we thank you and praise you. We ask that you would just bless each and every one of us today as we go through this day, and just help us. We thank you most of all who you are and your son Jesus. And we just praise you for that sacrifice. We pray that you would just help us know you more, love you more, and that you could be glorified as we go through this day. And we just pray that you would just bless each and every one that is here, and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I would take this time, and I would just, I was asked to share a little bit. Many of you, all of you have, know that the Lord is good, and he does, whatever he does is good, and he has a way to touch in hearts. I have to think, I just wrote down a little bit what Jesus did to get me where I am now, and I gave it a title, which is I call it Marvelous Grace. There's different things we could say. It's Marvelous Grace. It's His power. It's His love. So I don't want to take too much time. It's just a message God's power and His. I'm thankful that I can be here and be in my wheelchair today. It could be a lot worse, but I'm thankful to be able to get around. So, what I'll share today is I start out with the sins that I was living in. I knew the sins I lived in were wrong, such as being disobedient to my parents, which is the first commandment, which is the first commandment with a promise. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Also, I was deeply involved in sports, and which is the greatest downfall of this world. That was a God. There was another God I served. It was just, and along with that comes also the use of things that were not good, tobacco and alcohol, and then it was, which led me into more sins where I had no plans to go. And, you know, that I say that with a shame. The Bible tells us to abstain from all appearance of evil. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:22. I wanted help, and so I prayed, and I know others were praying to the Lord to help me, that I could someday meet him in heaven. And that is still my goal. I still want to meet him in heaven someday. So it was on July 9th in 94 when I was wrestling, and that's when I broke my neck, and it paralyzed me from my chest on down, and I had no movement at first, mostly just my wrist movement, and so so that happened. This happened a week before our plans to get published. Instead, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from the chest down. So we had plans to get published, but then that changed. Sometimes we make plans, but God looks down. He has better plans for us. So 1 week later, I was put back in the ICU, and I was in a very critical condition. They didn't know if I would live or die. I was just very serious. But in my heart, there was something in my heart, only God could put it there, that I knew it would be a miracle. I couldn't tell them because I couldn't respond to them, but I knew it in my heart. And I had a perforated ulcer, which I was so, actually so, it was so, you know, it's thick and things just, my body started, didn't work because of what was happening. And it just, and the doctors didn't really know what was going on. But then, it all happened that they found a problem, and they had to do surgery. And there was while I was in surgery, another thing that I saw. I woke up when I was in surgery, and I saw the doctor and the nurses. You know, my table was surrounded with these blue suits, and they were waiting for another doctor to come in, and I needed help with. Anyway, that was just, I could hear him, I could see him, but I didn't have any pain, and they were just very quiet at times, and I'm very sure they were praying, they were, and I knew they were waiting on a doctor to take care of my situation. I heard the door open, and they all just kind of left out a awe sound, you know, just so glad that the doctor is here. But then it just went on. Then while I was in there, you know, the healing part. I had so much infection in my body because of that, and so I ended up having a lot of fever and high fever. And while I was in ICU, I found myself in a room with flames all around me. These were just some visions maybe that I had. There were flames around me, and it was burning. I could hear, see, feel the flames of fire. It was so hot and miserable, so hopeless. My mouth was dry. I wanted water, but there was no water. You know, it was just such a hopeless feeling. The devil was in that room. I could just feel and see his presence. It was just really evil. And when I thought I would get relief, you know, at times it became more miserable. I could see people were trying to help me, trying to get me out of the water, out of the building, but I think it was the people that were praying for me. And I heard some people, I knew there were some people that I heard, they were having fun and having their parties, and I wanted their help, but they didn't seem to hear. They didn't notice. So the sins I loved, I was being tormented with. I think the sins we love, we will be tormented with if we do not repent. At times I could see demons, and they were all over sometimes, just a very dark, dark feeling, a creepy feeling. It was a sick feeling. But I had no, I was just so helpless. And it was such a fear. But then I saw this one form that was trying to come to me. It was trying to come through towards me. And it was something that I wanted. It's hard to explain that, but all of a sudden, this form, this ugly form, was right on top of me, and I couldn't move it. It was just like it was too late, you know. But that's when this other form came forward, and it was the angel of the Lord came and touched the devil and just hung on to him. As soon as she touched his weapon, he just crumbled. It was just like no power at all. God is so powerful. He would pain trembles. He has no power over him. So this was, anyway, it just, and just soon after that, I was being moved, and in my way, I don't know, it was being moved like I got such a relief, and it was a place where it was cool. It felt so good. And it was like I was in a big dome where I could hear the water. It was like a waterfall. I don't know where it was, but it was somewhere. I just wanted to stay there. So that was. That was just part of it, you know. I came home, and after it was a miracle, came out of the hospital, it just has to, you know, it's any sin will take us to hell. It doesn't make any difference what it is. But we can repent. It is possible. God is still the same as He was, and He is so strong and powerful. He loves us all. He loves everyone the same. So we want to praise Him. I have to think of, you know, it's going to take. Our daily walk, it, the choices we make, that includes anything, you know, our habits, or anything like reading material, anything that will harm us spiritually. But we know that what the Word of God is alive. And I have a verse here. It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." That is in Colossians 3:16-17. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. It was, I was visiting, we were visiting a church in Michigan, and I was on the we were on the way home from visiting the church, and I was just I had this fear. We were in a storm. It was raining, and we were kind of in a storm, and I just all of a sudden this. I had a very good weekend, but then I was traveling home. This fear just wanted to overwhelm me, and I kept asking my wife, Rebecca, to to pray, to pray for me. I felt like something might happen to me or to us. But we had to stop, and we got us, we had to make a stop, and then we got on the road again. It was, everything was calm. The rain had stopped, and then I had to think of, and all of a sudden, it just, I don't know how, it was a God reached down and did another thing. He showed me all the things that I did. Yeah, he was just, it was like in John 4 when the woman was at the well, and when Jesus was talking to the woman, and the Spirit just revealed everything to her, and she left her water pots and went to tell everybody else that the man that told her everything she always did, and that's how it kind of it just. He just, I just wanted to confess all my sins to him and to everybody. I was so glad to get all of that off of me. Yet it is only through his marvelous grace that our sins can be forgiven. It is a gift of God. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. Yeah, that's, I had to think of the song. It's Marvelous Grace song. That was a precious song to me after everything. It just seemed to be, I was just blessed with that song. That's all I have, and may God bless you all.